And it is time once again for East Coast Bias here on The Scoop. We're joined by Mike Hurton. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you doing?
I am doing just fine. Everybody can breathe a collective sigh of relief because the Vikings found their offensive coordinator. Turns out it was the guy who was their offensive coordinator all along. Kevin Stefanski back to be offensive coordinator after going to Cleveland to interview for their head coaching spot. Didn't end up getting it as they go with Freddie Kitchens to keep continuity with Baker Mayfield. So let's start there and just kind of dissect this a little bit. Mike, is Kevin Stefanski the right choice for the Vikings as their OC?
Yeah, I believe he is. I think, like you said, with Kitchens going back to Cleveland, like we should do, keep continuity, Kirk and Stefanski, I think they can work well together. If you give Stefanski a chance to implement his own playbook, his own plays, kind of bring back the Shermer effect.
Yeah, exactly. The thing that people, I think, overlook quite a bit is that Stefanski was basically running John DeFilippo's offense. Like you're not going to have the opportunity to come in with three games left to go in the season and completely change what we saw. That's not going to be possible. He did make some tweaks which were noticeable in that Miami game and also against Detroit. So I think having a full offseason, as you said, to get in and to be able to implement his own things that he think works and all that, I think is going to be huge. Looking at the offense, what are some things that you think he should focus on in terms of implementation and just things that this Vikings offense should try to be most effective at?
Right, well, number one is the things Denver loves to do, run the ball. I think getting Dalvin the ball more, running the ball more effectively will definitely help the offense, and especially if we get the O-line shored up, which I think we will. I think we're in a good spot at 18, take a good lineman, maybe sign a veteran guard in free agency, something like that. But I think we're going to go line heavy in this draft, hopefully. I'm praying. But, yeah, if we get the run game going, get Dalvin in space, and I think, honestly, what kind of held us back, too, is a reliable number three. I know Aldrick Robinson was okay, but he's not obviously a long-term option. Laquan, we already know what that's happening.
Yikes.
Maybe we can trade him to the Raiders and get something of good return. But, yeah, if we get a competent number three receiver and then someone like Noah Fant in the draft or a very athletic tight end, I think that could open up the offense a lot better.
Yeah, I fully agree with all that. I want to talk about that that notion of running the football because I've been thinking about it quite a bit, and I know we have gone back and forth a lot with things that have happened with this team, and I think Zimmer's kind of being painted as this guy who's like, oh, we have to run the football no matter what. We have to run it, you know, old school, right at the offensive line, run through the tackles, things like that. I'm starting to think, as I look at what the offense was doing when it was struggling most under DeFilippo, I'm starting to think that he simply wants them to be balanced enough to be able to feed into play action, which is obviously Kirk's biggest strength. At their worst, they were like a 50 to 60 dropbacks per game type team. And obviously with that kind of disparity, you really can't effectively use play action because defenses aren't expecting you to run at all. So you drop back, and they drop back into pass coverage. Kirk doesn't have anybody open. Offensive line can't block anybody. And at that point, it just becomes a dumpster fire. So do you buy into that at all, or do you think it is Zimmer kind of saying, look, we're going to be a defense, and we're going to be a grinded-out type team to try to win games ugly and to try to win that time of possession battle?
No, I 100% agree with your take. I think it's important to find balance. I think that's what Zimmer truly wants to find. I think he really does want to run the ball, but like you said, he wants to open up the play action too. If you can successfully run the ball, open up some play action, it gets a well-balanced offense going. We score some points. You know, I forget what the exact record is, but when we score over, I think, 21 points, Zimmer has, like, a crazy win-loss record.
It's
like
absurd. It's almost, I think, to go one further, I think if they hit, like, a, you know, 25 carries and 20 points, I think Zimmer is undefeated, and I want to say they've done that in something like 45 games.
That's insane.
And his 45 of his wins, they have scored over 20 points, and they have rushed the ball 25-plus times. So, I mean, to his credit, it has been something that they've done in the past that has led to wins for him. So why not try to at least keep that sort of balance going forward offensively?
Right, exactly. I mean, if we get balance, and I think that's what really screws us in, like, big-time games, big-time moments is, you know, when we don't really have, like, the killer instinct. I know Zimmer wants to implement it, but I think 2017, I think we had it, 13-3. I mean, we were just, like, going for the throat with Shermer. I think the fancy is going to bring that back. And I think our biggest problem in the spotlight games is when we get the ball, we just need to killer instinct, drive it, run it, pass it, just go for it all.
Yeah, I would fully agree. Before we look at some other things, some other potential candidates that didn't end up panning out, I am intrigued enough by your wide receiver three comment that I pulled up the 2019 free agent class for wide receivers. So let's see if we can. There are a lot of very intriguing options starting at the top with Larry Fitzgerald. So why don't we go through a handful of names, and I'll just throw the name out, and if you think they're a fit, give me a yes. If not, then just give me a no, and we'll move on to the next one. Starting with Mr. Minnesota himself, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes, I love Larry Fitzgerald here. I think it'd be a good note for him to go out on. I think it'd just be like a one-year deal type thing, and then he'd retire.
Yeah, I think that would be a good kind of swan song for him. Try to get that Super Bowl ring. And he could be a perfect fit because he does not have the drops. That is for sure. So that would probably be a good fit. Next up, Randall Cobb of formerly of Green Bay. He is a free agent. Would you have any interest in him coming in to fill that potential wide receiver three spot?
No, I'm not interested in Randall Cobb.
Yeah, a little too injury prone, I think.
Injury prone, older.
Yeah. Next.
I mean.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Larry Fitzgerald is older too, but, I mean, he just doesn't drop anything, and he's just such a savvy route runner and stuff like that. Doesn't have the injury history of Randall Cobb.
He's
a Hall of Famer, so.
Super durable, future Hall of Famer. All of those are positives. But, yeah, Randall Cobb, he played in 9 games this year, so that is definitely a concern. Another guy, this one is very intriguing as well, but I think he's going to be a little too pricey for the Vikings range. Dante Moncrief of Jacksonville, just 26. He played in 16 games for the Jaguars. Any interest in that fit?
Yeah, I'm interested in Moncrief. Like you said, younger, 26. He'll probably want a bigger opportunity than being, you know, the team's wide receiver three. He probably believes in his potential. I liked his potential with the Colts, but he wasn't durable as well, so.
Yeah, I would agree with all of that. Here is one that I think would be actually a very, very intriguing fit. John Brown of Baltimore, the home run hitter. He had 715 yards and 5 touchdowns. Now you've got Diggs, you've got Thielen, so you need more of kind of a move the chains type of a guy. But, I mean, Thielen has excelled out of the slot. Diggs can play the slot. Brown can then shift outside. I think John Brown would be a pretty good fit. What do you think?
Yeah, John Brown is shifty. I like John Brown. I like his game. I think he'd slide well in the Vikings offense. Like you said, he could go outside slot, could move him, Thielen, and Diggs around a lot. I think he'd be pretty good fit in his offense. I think him and Kirk would have a good rapport.
Yeah, he would be able to. He is, I think, a little bit better version of Aldrick Robinson because he is that home run hitter, but he also has a little bit more that he adds to the playbook. So if they could make the money work, I would be very intrigued in that as a potential fit.
Yeah, he wouldn't drop it on 4th-and-2 either.
I'll throw one more at you because this is one that I can't pass up. Cordarrelle Patterson, a free agent, last year with New England. He was kind of a jack of all trades type player. Had 21 catches. Also ran the ball a ton. Interest there on a potential reunion with Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yes, I want flashback. He wanted to come back here, I believe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
And he was like tweeting about like signing him back and how he wanted to come back. And yeah, I mean, if the fancy could incorporate him like the Patriots did and what we like wanted him to do, like running out of the backfield, sweeps. He was a great, obviously one of the best kick returners in the league, and I think we missed that a lot this year too because he would start us off with great field position.
Yeah, I agree. And then he could maybe handle kick and punt return if you don't bring back Marcus Sherrills, and then could be that wide receiver 3 too.
Yep. There was one more guy I was very interested in, and it's because he has a rapport with Kirk Cousins. I believe he's a free agent. Jameson Crowder?
Let me see if I can find the... I think you're right. Where would he be here?
But I'd be very interested in Crowder. It would depend on the money and stuff like that.
Yes. And he fits... I think he fits a little better of what they are looking for. Right. He's more of a possession guy that can... He's basically what they wanted Laquon Treadwell to be. I would be hugely in favor of that, of Jay Crowder, to bring some familiarity with Kirk Cousins. I think that'd be dynamite if they go that route. But the main thing, the nice thing is that they definitely have some options. So that, I think that speaks, well to how big of an improvement this offense is going to have. Now, one thing that has popped up here that I wanted to start with before we look at some of the other fits that didn't necessarily happen for offensive coordinator, Joe Philbin is going to be interviewing for the offensive line coach position with the Vikings, formerly the offensive coordinator / interim head coach with Green Bay. But looking into it a little bit, Mike, evidently he has a very extensive background as a offensive line coach, and he is most known for, and this courtesy of another guest of The Scoop, Daniel House, he is most notably uses a zone running scheme. How about that? How about that as a potential fit?
I think he was I saw something else, too, on Twitter about Packers being, like, when he took over, 5th ranked, PFF, and running it. So that would be, and another thing, too, is I think the passing of Tony Sperano was also very underrated in the fact that Zimmer relied on him a lot, not only as an offensive line coach and a friend, but as, like, a assistant coach type, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that in nature that he brought, like, a veteran coaching presence, stuff like that. I think Philbin can bring that, too. Zimmer. I think they'd get along very well. So I would not be opposed to bring Philbin in at all.
No, I think that'd be a really good fit. Then you've got former head coach Joe Philbin. You've got Kevin Stefanski. Todd Downing at this point, I believe, is still in as tight ends coach. I haven't seen anything to suggest otherwise. They need a quarterbacks coach. What about John DeFilippo? Just kidding.
Oh, God. Right.
Oh, just kidding on that one. They will get somebody to be quarterback's coach. Yeah. I'm going to be interested to see who.
They might just promote Downing maybe to quarterback's coach.
Oh, there you go.
Move Barone or something like that back to tight ends, because I think Barone was tight ends before he got – I think he was tight ends and assistant O-line coach.
Okay. I like that. I like that idea a lot better.
Because Downing worked with Carr when Carr had that great year.
Ooh.
And I know he was like very highly touted with that. And I think he won some award from PFF for, like, the Quarterbacks Coach of the Year award or something like that.
Okay.
But I like Downing's future, too.
Yeah, that –
I'm interested in Downing.
Yeah, me likey in that aspect. Unfortunately, well, maybe not unfortunately, some names that the Vikings looked at for offensive coordinator, they went first. Dirk Cutter was very highly touted as a potential offensive coordinator fit for the Vikings, and this is why Paul Allen is the best. Is as soon as some of these names started leaking out, Dirk Cutter, Mike Mularkey, he immediately was like, "No, that's not the case." Hugh Jackson as well. Everybody went nuts when that started circulate. But he came on his show and he said, "Nope, none of that. There's nothing substantial to any of that." He said, "At this point, Kevin Stefanski's the front runner, and if that changes, then they'll go in a different direction." Do you think any of those guys were seriously considered, or do you think it truly was Stefanski's job to take, depending on what happened with Cleveland?
I don't think so. I think I agree with Paul Allen's take that I think he had some inside scoop that Stefanski was probably coming back. But the Vikings, I think, were just slow rolling it, whether to see if he got the job with Cleveland or not. And apparently he was one of two finalists for a very appealing job, so they must have liked him a lot.
Yeah, a very appealing job unless you are Fox Sports Radio, in which case they're saying no coach would want to go there because they'd have to deal with Baker Mayfield, which is just insanity.
Yeah, that's insane.
That'd be one of the high points of taking the job.
Yeah, right, exactly. They have a young, up-and-coming defense. Baker Mayfield was the best rookie quarterback this year. They 7-8-1? If they started Baker from the beginning of the season, I believe they would have been in the playoffs.
Ooh.
I think they would have snuck in because they almost beat the Saints.
Yeah, I like that take because I think Baker showed a ton this season, and by not starting him right away, well, that ended up being
and having Hugh.
Well, that ended up being a nightmare too. So it is going to be very interesting to see what this team looks like after free agency and the draft, because there will be some changes. But at this point, I think the nice thing is that there will be a little bit of continuity as well. Stefanski gets the full offseason, as we talked about. So I'm feeling a little more at ease with how things are looking for the Vikings heading into free agency and the draft. Has Stefanski's return helped kind of calm your nerves as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I would have definitely panicked if we didn't get Stefanski back, just because, like you said, Cutter, the guys who were rumored to get the Falcons just hired everybody. Mularkey, Cutter.
Yeah.
I didn't want Hugh Jackson, so I really would have had no idea what they would have done.
Well, thankfully we didn't go the Adam Gase route, because apparently he was forced out after a coup with players for the Dolphins going to ownership and saying, "Look, we can't stand this guy. You got to get him out of here." So at least we don't have to deal with that. That's a positive.
Yeah, no, yep.
Well, I think that is going to be a perfect spot to jump off here for this week. But, Mike, as always, we appreciate you hopping on the show today to talk a little Vikings football. We'll see what happens as some of these other coaching vacancies get filled, and we'll start to tune ourselves towards the off season here going forward.
Absolutely.